The bewusste Shita from the Nesivis is Agoda Maisa Nisim. The Nesivis of Mishpat has a parish on the God that's called Maisa Nisim. The Nesivis of Shita is that the Mora, Pesach night, you should not grind. You should not be moil, you should not be teichin the chrein, the horseradish Pesach night. The reason is because the Nesivis holds that the Mishnah in Pesachim says there's five minim, five yorkos that the Yetzah Mora with, the Mishnah of Lamates. And one of them is Mara, which we have a Masorah, is Mastam horseradish. And the Nesiva says, if you be grind it, it's Mefik the Tam. It's time to Nesiva, the mitzvah is to eat Mara with the full Tam of Mara. Take a piece of Mara without grinding it at all and bite into that. You can imagine how strong that would be. We used to ground Mara, ground horseradish, and we know how strong that is. According to Nesiva, you have to take a bite into it, eat it, chew it while it's not even ground. Other chayin macholik, mezokta is the goyin bedafka would grind it, then the Yehuda bedafka would grind it. Other chayin say if you don't grind the mara, you're not yetsa, because it's pana derech achila. It's so strong, it's not derech achila at all. But in the Sivis holds that you should not grind it. L'chayir it's kedai because of the suffix of how you yetsa with horseradish, kedai and chayir to be yetsa with two minim. Again, the Mishnah says in Pesachim, if I'm a test, five different minim. There's a Messiah that one of them means romaine lettuce. So people aren't so sure about the Messiah and that's why they like to use horseradish. But if you're using horseradish, charein, you have a suffix if you eat it with a ground or not ground. So maybe it's correct to use two minim. In my Mishpacha, by my father, we use the third min, also we use endives. Some say one of the third Yerukas mentioned in the Mishnah is endives. We would take that after Kairach. You're not sure which one is the right min, which one in the Mishnah.
You don't gain, because if you need not ground horseradish for horseradish, if you're eating ground horseradish, then you don't have that min.
Right.
So what do you gain by eating? It's not as though it's going to take some min.
So you have another min in case
so
you
want. Anyways, it's a suffer. That's a suffer before the disease.
Enachnami, but now it's a double suffix. Well, horseradish is pretty much a strong Messiah. That's what the min of Mar is. It's a pretty strong Messiah, but if you're not going to grind it, you have an extra suffix. Okay, I think a lot of people do use two minim. The Vilna is not really like the Nesivis. Nesivis has another shayla. What's the halacha? It's not the shayla. What's the halacha? A chayil cannot eat a full shear. That's a full kazay samara. She eat l'chol pochus, chatzi shear, pochus mek shear. She take a little taste of it. I think the shayin was more than the Sivis on Shitasai, that you had to eat more a whole piece. That's why a lot of people weren't strong enough to do a pasha. Their heart wasn't strong enough, they couldn't handle it. That's why maybe the shayin was more common, according to the Sivis. But maybe in his times, in his area, it wasn't benimsa. It's called salad in the Achrein and the Romain lettuce. A lot of places didn't have it. But the point the Sivis has a shayin, if a person cannot eat a full shear of mara, then it's the same shayin of a chayla, cannot eat a full shear of matzah, should eat a whole pachas, a pachas make a shear. Or do you say, if you're not going to have a whole shear, you're not being able to miss anyway, don't bother. Don't take even a chatzi shear. What's the shayla? The shayla is the Indian of chatzi shear and mitzvahs. We know, it's bevus the Gemara in Yuma, the fine gimel, mochagas b'yachim v'shakish, chatzi shear is asim and atayr, asim and abana, we pass the chatzi shear, asim and atayr. So, and the Gemara is a drasha. We're going out from Kol Chaylev, from the Rebbe of Kol, we're going out that chatzi shear is also asa. Shearim are only going to get oinshim, according to b'yachim. The halach of shirim is to get malchus, to get misa, but etzim is satayr is even a pachus megashir. It's a mainly that chayinim klei, the other chayinim speak about this also. What about mitzvahs? Is there an Indian for chatzis shir by mitzvahs? Nafkamin will be, a mashal Pesach night, a person cannot eat a whole kazayas mar, should he help us eat a little bit? Or do you say, if you're not going to be yetsu, the whole you don't even bother? So the Maisanisim, the Nesivis in his parish, Maisanisim brings, it's in the Psicha of the Sefer. He brings rayas to both ways. I just want to talk about one raya. One raya he brings is from the halacha in Shechnach state that Mikah Hadin, a person's not either, Achinga Seroi Chutz Sukkah. A person could take Pachos Mekashi of Mazainis, like a cookie, if he's short, it's less than a Kazayas, he's not either outside the Sukkah. Islam is not Kedah, even for people that eat the shakar of the sukkah, but mazainis maybe it's not kedai. But l'maisa mikadin, a person is allowed to eat. If he's going to eat less than a kazayis, you make a mazainis. You're not eating outside the sukkah. You don't make an almichi. It's less than a shir. You're not eating out of the sukkah. Tainta nesivis the maisanis and maisanisin. If to be halacha of chatzis shiva mitzvahs, then the chayyus should be asa. Because what's the whole issa of eating outside the sukkah? The whole issa of eating outside the sukkah is a bitul mitzvah sase. Because the Torah gave you a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. The sukkah is teishu shivis yom. The Torah gave you mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, and if you eat out of the sukkah, you mavata the mitzvah. So Taina de Maisa Nisan, if there would be a mitzvah to eat Pachs Mekashir in the sukkah, then there should be a bittul of that mitzvah. So it should be an issa to eat Pachs Mekashir outside the sukkah. Just the whole issa of eating outside the sukkah is the bittul mitzvah saseh, so you'll be mevatel the chatzishir the mitzvah saseh. There should be an issa to eat Pachs Mekashir. And since we see Anna Paiskim say for the Pasha, it's mutter chachina to eat Pachas Mekashir unless an exercise outside the sukkah, vice versa, there was no mitzvah to eat chatzishir inside the sukkah. So see, this must be right from here, that there's no mitzvah to eat chatzi shir. There's no mitzvah at all. Chatzi shir by mitzvah. You don't say chatzi shir by mitzvahs.
Why is he talking about the first night?
Of sukkahs?
Yeah,
why not? He does talk about the first night. I have to see the... Okay. Yeah, I have to see it inside again. I have to see. But the way I remember the riot was... from the whole sukkahs. The fact that you're not eating Pachas Mekashir outside the sukkahs, you're right, there's no bittul mitzvah, you're not losing a mitzvah, right? There's no Indian to eat the Chatzi Shir in the sukkahs, not mitzvah at all. It's just something to be married in the you could think of a son of the Shariah. Because if you come in Zogin, there is an Indian of Chatzi Shir by mitzvahs. The Moshe, when you do a Chingas Matzah or a Chingas Morah, there is an Indian to have a Chatzi Shir by mitzvahs. Because you're doing the Maisa mitzvah, now then it's felt in the Shia. That is Inyan, that is a mitzvah. It's Inyan Chatzi Shir by mitzvahs. By Sukkah, it's different. By Sukkah, the mitzvah is Nishke Maisa Chira. By Sukkah, the mitzvah is Maisa Dira, Teishvu, to live in the Sukkah. Kemen Zogin, that half a Shia, a Chingas Roy, is not a Maisa Dira at all. It's not Pshat, you're doing a half a Shia of living in the Sukkah. You're not doing any Dira in the Sukkah. To eat less than a Shia, to eat a Pachas Mekashir, is something people don't do in the house. People do even outside. It's B'chal Nishkei Maisa Dira. So that's why it's not, there's no Chatzi Shir, and that's why there's no Bittul Mitzvah to it outside. The Moshe, we find such a Svar in the Rashbam. It's a famous Rashbam, Bar Basaf, and Heim Abeis. Rashbam says, there's no din Chatzi Shir, Asmen HaTorah, by Melech HaShabbos. If a person would carry outside Pachas Mekashir and Shabbos, he's not over Chatzi Shir Asmen HaTorah. Why? The Rambam says because by Shabbos, the Din of Shirim is Din of Melechus Machsheves of the Torah. The whole issue of the Torah asks was to Melechus Machsheves. If you don't have a Shir, it's felt to Melechus Machsheves. If it's felt to Melechus Machsheves, it's not Pshat you're doing half a Melech, you're doing nothing. You're not doing Melech Shabbos at all. As I said in the Rambam, there's no Din Chatzi Shir by Shabbos. As a Rashi in Shabbos, Tafayin Dalad, which is a Chayr Chaylik, and the Tzitzos Chaim, Siman Ches, and Nachman Zemba speaks about this in his Sefer Zera Avrom. Nachman Zemba brings a raya from the Tesefta, Chayr Perish Raya, Tesefta Perik Dalad, from Tesefta Beya Perik Dalad, Lacha Dalad, state in Tesefta, Kaysev Oisach, Eschayim Mishim Shvus. The person writes one Ois on Shabbos, Eschayim Mishim Shvus. Only the Chazal made Gzer Durabona. Not to write one Ois, Gzer, you come to write two Oisis. In fact, Nachman Zemba, why is it only a Shavuos? Why is it only the Rabbanan? Why is it according to B'yechanan? Why aren't we asking B'yechanan from this price? So why isn't the Chatzi Shir Asmen HaTorah? Tarev Nachman Zembi. See, from this Tesef, the Kosef Ois Achas is not Din Chatzi Shir Asmen HaTorah. This is Mamash Rishbam Svar. Because there's no Din Chatzi Shir by Shabbos. By Shabbos, the Torah asks Malach Machsheves. If you do a half a Malach, it's not Pshat you did a half Malach, you did nothing. You didn't do Malach Machsheves at all. So there's no Din Chatzi Shir. So I was thinking, the same Svar you could say maybe by Sukkah. By Sukkah also, it was passed in the Shtolim Yom Chatzi Shir. By Sukkah, the whole mitzvah is to do a Maisa Dira. If you're not going to eat a Shir, you didn't do any Maisa Dira at all. It's not the pshat that you did a Maisa Dira, it's felt in the Shir. You didn't do a Maisa Dira at all.
The first night
Taka might be different. There will be in Chatzi Shir because you're doing a Maisa Achil, same thing with Simri Matzah.
So he's saying
the Maisa Nisim being Zeraya from why it's Mutati, the King of Zeraya, Yom Rishon.
He says
Lashon. Yeah, in Leil Rishon. And even before you make the mitzvah, that's what he means?
But before you shut your stars, before the
seasons. I have to see this, I have to look at this. Okay, right here, but just, I don't understand this so well, because when were you mevatel the mitzvah? Because you could eat the shir and the sukkah afterwards. You could eat the...
No, but right now there's a mitzvah to eat that kazayas.
Okay, then. So before, what happens? But if we're being Uriah from Bechal Sukkah, I want to say this for that from even if you hold Chatzi Shir b'mitzvahs, but by Sukkah will be different. The Zavi Dejbam. Keshkeh, please show me that. We'll look at it. Another Indian, the Rishonim Shtel and Akasha, how come there's no Bichas HaMitzvah and Mitzvah CPC Mitzrayim? One of the Mitzvahs of Leil Pesach, say the Pesach is, besides Matzah Morah, one of the Mitzvahs the Rice is CPC Mitzrayim. So the Rishonim Shtel and Akasha, why is there no Bichas HaMitzvah? Why aren't Chazal Masak and Baruch HaShem Kishem Sesivonu Lassap CPC Mitzrayim? Why is no Bichas HaMitzvah on this Mitzvah? So the Nesivis in Maisa Nisim, he brings down from Rabbeinu Yeruchim B'Shem Shem Rabbeinu Peretz. So I just want to say, besides the Birchus HaMitzvah, it's important to know that the Vad Yafti Mechavim to the Mitzvah Sipis Mitzrayim. It's not Miskadai to remind the Bnei Bayis, the women and the children, to be Mechavim. We pass against Machoik, it's Mitzvah Yichas Kavana. But explain to them that in Shechon Aruch Chaim Simon we pass like the man of mitzvah. It's not enough just to do the action, the ma'aseh mitzvah. You have to have in mind you be mekayim a mitzvah. Now a lot have a goddess that's printed l'shem yichud against l'shem yichud. Can you do it? The Nevi Yehuda, the Chaim were against saying l'shem yichud, but zichu you have to have kavana for the mitzvah. Mitzvah is kavana, and the mitzvah starts with holach ma'anya. But the kasha is. Okay. Rechaim says, V'chein halacha. Rechaim brings both days. Yeshem, says, V'chein halacha, Mitzvichas Kavana. Well, Zich, you have to be Chesh, that's it. But again, the Rishonim is the Kasha, why is there no Bichas HaMitzvah on this Mitzvah? So the Bein Yeruchim brings down, Hashem Bein Peretz, the Teretz, since we start off the Haggadah, before the Mitzvah of Mitzrayim, we say Kiddush, and in Kiddush we say, Zeichen, Tzis Mitzrayim, that already yates with that Bichas HaMitzvah. They're saying Zeichen, Tzis Mitzrayim. The effect of my sinism on that, Zeichet Sis Mitzrayim Machayr is the Indian of Zechir Sis Mitzrayim, which is a separate mitzvah. The Zivis Tainas is two mitzvahs, these are two separate mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah of Zechir Sis Mitzrayim, to mention Sis Mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah, the way that God says, right, the Machayr is Ben Zoyim and Acham, but we pass like Ben Zoyim, it's a mitzvah every single day and every single night. And we're kind of this mitzvah in Krishma, we say the last pasuk, and Yeshem Makechem, she says Sis Mitzrayim, and Yeshem Makechem Emes. That we're mekayim with saying that pasuk, or saying afterwards emes v'yatziv, the gemara brachas tachafan from alf. But al kaponim, sibitzis from mitzrayim is a different mitzvah. And what's the chil between schir sibitzis mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah every day, and sibitzis mitzrayim, which is a mitzvah pesach night? It's learned up from a different pasuk. It says v'gad tarvincha from that pasuk. So the sibitzis explains that sipa is more barichas. Schir sibitzis mitzrayim yates with one pasuk, just mentioning it. But Sibis Mitzrayim, you have to say the whole Sipa, the whole Maisa. The Lashon V'gad Tarvincha tells you have to say over the whole story. He compares it, the Sibis compares it to Megillas Esther, the Santi says. Just like by when Megillas Esther, when we say over the nest, we say over the whole nest from beginning to the end. The same thing with Sibis Mitzrayim, we say over the whole nest from beginning to the end. It's Bavus, this Vart, the chum between Sibis Mitzrayim and Sibis Mitzrayim is Bavus from Abchaim. Everyone says over Shem Abchaim. Was the Sant that many years before Abchaim, the Nesivish says the same word, and his nice Nisim, and he has a kasha from here on Rabbeinu Peretz. B'chaim says a little bit more, B'chaim says a number of other chilukim, B'chaim says one of the chilukim is, by Sipa Yisis Mitzrayim, it has to be Derech Shayin or Tshuva. That's what we say, Manashtana. Sri Yisis Mitzrayim, it's just, we just mention it. Hashem and Sipa has to be a question and answer. That's Manashtana. Another chilukim B'chaim says is, by Sipa, we have the halach of Maschu B'gnus Mitzrayim B'shvach. We start off with Avodah Meinu, Mechino Yodei V'Adazor, how you ever say, that's not, he says, Adachil Gamosam. But upon him, the main Yisoid you have already in the Maisa Nisim, that these are two mitzvahs and the Cholok in how to be Mechaim the mitzvah. But upon him, the Maisa Nisim is from, this is a Chayakasha on Rabbeinu Peretz. How could you say that Yitzah Bechas a mitzvah with saying Zechetz Yis Mitzrayim? That's mentioning the mitzvah of Zechiyus Yis Mitzrayim. That's not the mitzvah of Sipa, which is a whole different mitzvah. So the Maisa Nisim wants to say different teretz. He wants to say that since in the Nusach of the Haggadah, towards the end of Magid, we do make a bracha. We make the bracha Asher Galonu. Any mitzvah which has in it a bracha, tying the Maisa Nisim, there's no Bichas Mitzvah on that. And he brings right to it from Bichas Mazon, from benching. Bichas Mazon is also Mitzvah Deraisa. In the Tevah Chalta, it's about the Rech, it's Mitzvah Deraisa. How come before Bichas Mazon, we don't make a Bichas Mitzvah? Asher Kishon, Mitzvah, Sitzivonu, Lavarach, Bichas Mazon. Tainet, the way we do in all mitzvahs, Tainet, Maisanisim, Vaisisim here, that any mitzvah which is a bracha itself, there's no bracha on a bracha.
Except how?
Yeah, that's a good kasha. One second. Halal also says a bracha at the end. I don't know. He didn't say that. Okay, but the ma'aseh that's his teretz. To me, the raya from Birchas Mazon is a little schwer because Birchas Mazon starts off right away with a bracha. Maybe that you have a svara that on a mitzvah it's roi to start off with a bracha. Say bracha Hashem. But if you're saying bracha Hashem right away, anyway, in Birchas Mazon you don't have to say bracha Hashem right before that. You're making a bracha. Hashem came by Magid, by the mitzvah Yisrael. It could take 2 hours until you get to the bracha. Chayav is kedai to make the bracha beforehand. It's a bracha. It's a bracha. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I was also thinking Shagar from the Lashon Rambam. This Rambam, as my I always struggle with Rambam. The Rambam pegged out for Chas Bracha Zogt Kshem Shem Vachan Aniyah Kach Mevachan Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. It's more the Rambam, I think. The Rambam says Kshem Shem Vachan Aniyah. Just like we make Birchas Anen, then Kach Mevachan Kol Mitzvah Mitzvah. Same thing, we make a bracha on every mitzvah. I'm saying really good, that he's comparing Birchas Mitzvahs to Birchas Anenen. So I think Pashu, what Rambam is saying, he's trying to explain the Indian of Birchas Mitzvah. What's the Indian of Birchas Anenen? But the Indian of Birchas Anenen, the Gemara says at the beginning of Kisim Avarchim, Svarahu, it's a Svarah, Asal Ganu Spang Amazeh Bali Bracha. Pashu, it means before you take something from the world, you have to yes Rishus, Daf Bet Rishus, you have to make a Bracha. So the same thing, Rambam Chai is saying, that's the Indian of Birchas Mitzvah. Before you do a Mitzvah, you have to yes Rishus. You don't just go into the melech and serve the melech on your own. You have to get rishus to serve the melech. So if that's takab shat, then the bracha has to be at the beginning of the mitzvah. Birchas Hamazon, you could say you don't need a birchas mitzvah because you start off right away with the words bracha to Hashem. But the Nesivus is saying that there's no bracha on Tzipras Mitzrayim because it's bracha at the end. So this is shver because where do you have this bakasha rishus in the beginning? I was thinking we'd say a different test today, kakasha. Why there's no Birchas Mitzvah on Tzipras Mitzrayim with the word I once saw. Why we don't make a Birchas Mitzvah on the Mitzvah Tzedakah, the Mitzvah Bikachayim, and the Mitzvah of Avos Emes. These three mitzvahs. I once saw a chat, because by these three mitzvahs, Tzedakah, Bikachayim, and Avos Emes, there's someone in the Shas Tzar. By Tzedakah, there's an Ani. By Bikachayim, there's a Chayilach once one. By Avos Emes, someone was Nifta. But Mokim, that someone is in a Tzar, Kiryachod, the Ben Hashem does not want a bracha at that point. Doesn't want a bracha to say it on a b'makom person's in tzar. So after Kamin Zog and Tzipras Mitzrayim, we're saying over. If you think about it, we're saying over the whole story. The tzaris of Klal Yisrael, the shibud, the harigas ha'scharim, the same svar Kamin Zog, that there's no bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on that. And with this is very good. Why there's a bracha at the end of the Agada? By the end of the Agada, we get to the Gula, then machmin a bracha shegal on him. That's different to Stakasha, isn't it? Akasha, but okay. Well, different misses, different to Ritzum. Different Shem talk about it. Now, but John speaks about it, right? Yeah, different to Ritzum, but this is maybe so Jush. The Jush is that as well. But this is Shtukovat also. Okay, in the beginning of the say the Pesach and Kadesh by Kiddush of Yom Tov, we make a Shachrianu. The Shachrianu is the same Shachrianu we make on every Yom Tov. We make a Shachrianu on the Yom Tov itself. On all the mitzvahs of Halayla, the mitzvah of Matzah, the mitzvah of Morah. I was saying on the mitzvah of Daniel Kaisis, the mitzvah of Seba. I was clarifying if you should have in mind that the Shechrin goes mamash on every step of the Seder, these are all mitzvahs. Urchatz, Yachatz, Urchatz, Kapas, Yachatz, Kerich, Shechanerich. Shechanerich is a double mitzvah, Sudis Yom Tif, and it's also, it seems to be part of the Gada. Do you have to have in mind Shechrin mamash on every single, on Afikoyman? Do you have to have in mind the Shechrin goes in every single step? We find we make a Shechrianu on Durbanans also. By Nechanakus, we make a Shechrianu. Now, but then my suffix is because a lot of these things that we do in the Seder are not even called Medina the Gemara, they're called Minhaga. They're called like a minig of them. It's kind of like a minig from the Gemara. Do you make a shechion on a minig? I'm not sure. I don't mean stam a minig, I mean a minig of the Gemara. This is Mana Gemara. But on Matzah Mar, for sure, yeah, you haven't zin. On Dalal Kaisis also, you haven't zin. The shechion should go on it. But my other suffix was, does the shechion go on the mitzvah CBC Mitzrayim? Should you have in mind when you make the Shechiyonu that goes on the mitzvah CBC Mitzrayim? Do you say that since CBC Mitzrayim doesn't have its own bracha, doesn't have a birchas mitzvah, so maybe you shouldn't have a Shechiyonu either? You're saying one of them do the other? I mean, it's kind of saying, according to the Nesivis, that the reason why there's no Shechiyonu on, there was no birchas mitzvah on CBC Mitzrayim because there's a bracha in the sip itself of Shegalonu, then that's the reason why there's no birchas mitzvah. But Shechiyonu you should have to make, so you should have in mind Shechiyonu on that. According to what we were saying, that the reason why there's no birchas mitzvah because we're starting off with the tzara of Klal Yisrael, we don't make a bracha on the tzara of Klal Yisrael, then maybe we don't make a Shechiyonu on that either. In Sefer Mikrei Kodesh from Pesach Pesach Frank, he brings over Vusta Kasha, says, Noshim, they make a Shechiyonu when they're madag ne yamtif. They do halakha say to make a Shechiyonu. Is a chayu when it comes to kiddush, they're not mechuyev to make a shechiyonu. They're yotze shechiyonu already. So noshim, but then not a noshim a yotze kiddush by the husband. Some people, I think, Pesach night, everyone makes their own kiddush, and some people don't. My mishpacha, everyone holds the kais, but the father makes kiddush, and he's might see everyone the kiddush also. Everyone holds the kais. The first kais goes on kiddush, but they are all yotze kiddush. And Pesach Frank also brings down, that's why a lot of people are noyig, but he brings down kasha, noshim, then achayiv in the bracha shechiyonu. But
every
yomtiv. Yes, really kasha every yomtiv, you're right, it's kasha every yomtiv. But if they made a shechiyonu already, so how do they answer amen? When they have to answer, they hear a bracha, they answer amen. L'chari, that should be a hefsek between the bracha, bar pigofen and the shti, and drinking it. Always, when we start with bar pigofen, then we make kiddush, it's not called a hefsek, because it's all part of the Nusra Kiddush, it's all Tzayach HaShtiyah, you're not going to drink until you finish the Kiddush, until you finish the Shechiyonu, it's all part of it. That's why it's not Hefsek. And that includes everyone's answering Amen. But Nashim, they don't need the Amen of the Shechiyonu. Why isn't that Hefsek? So Pesach Pesach Befrank brings down from Mrs. Zalman, also speaks about this Kasha. I was thinking, that should be against Pasha. The real Indian of a Hefsek between a Brocha and Shtiyah is Hesach Hadas. When you sing Amen on Yenim's Kiddush, that's not Hesach Hadas. It's not part of my Kiddush, but it's part of his Kiddush. And the whole Maisa Kiddush is not Hesach Hadas. It's all Minyanei of the Shtiyah. It's all Minyanei of the Bracha and the Shtiyah. L'chayr, it's not Hesach Hadas. And the bigger Kiddush, I saw from Shem Zalman Auerbach, he says, a big Kiddush, what would be on Shvi Shel Pesach, if someone made a mistake and he made a Shechiyonu by Kiddush? People get confused that when to make a Shechiyonu, we make a Shechiyonu on Shmini Atzeres because it's a new Yom Tov. But on Pesach, we make a Shechiyonu only the first night. And from Sveika D'Yema, Yom Tov Shen Shogol, you make both nights a Shechiyonu. That's because of Sveika D'Yema. But basically, there's one Shechiyonu for the whole Pesach. It comes Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you made already a Shechiyonu. It's not a new Yom Tov, you don't make a Shechiyonu. What if someone makes a mistake? He makes a Bar Pigofen, he makes the Baruch of Kiddush, and then he makes a mistake and he makes a Shechiyonu. And then he realizes somebody this thing, it tells him, you know, shows him it's a mistake. Is he allowed to drink the wine? Is that a hefsek? He spoke words, besides the Bracha V'Torah, he spoke between the Bar Pigofen and drinking. Tanu Shem Zaman, he's allowed to drink. It's not a hefsek. Because Kafi Ta'use, according to his toyis, that he thought he's supposed to make a Shechiyonu, he wasn't Mesiach Das. The Seistish can Hesach Das according to his toyis. It's more the Gabzak. Akoponim, this is the same svar over here also, and it's not called a Hesach Hadas when you're answering Amen and Hesach. I don't think it's a big kasha. We always do it, I think, after we make Alting HaSidayim and people are waiting for the Beitzeya to do Beitzeya pass and to make a Hamaitzi, someone else, you hear someone else make Alting HaSidayim. He makes a Sheni Bracha out loud by the sink, and you hear Alting HaSidayim, you can't answer Amen. You can't answer Amen between Alting HaSidayim and Hamaitzi and Yanim. It's not Hesach Hadas, it's all on
to me.
Yeah, okay, right. But
because it's
Minyan. Right. So, but here also, he's making a Shechiyonu, it's part of his Kiddush. No, it's not for my Kiddush, it's part of his Kiddush, right? But I was thinking about Pesach night, L'chayr is Sach Leichta. Because even though L'chayr maybe also the Kasha doesn't start. Because even though the issue is Yetzah Shechiyonu on the Yom Tov for Pesach night, but this Shechiyonu by the Seder goes on the Mitzvah Salaya also. goes on the matzah in the mar. And the chayr, which she made the shechianu by lakas neiris, that doesn't go on the matzah in the mar, because that's too far in advance. Even though when you make kiddush by the seder, it could be 2 hours till you get to the matzah mar. We have the whole magid, but the matzah's in front of us. It's all part of the seder. That shechianu goes on the matzah mar, so that would be less of a shayna. That the isha for sure wouldn't have a problem. Sukkos also, if the isha wants to be machna self in the mitzvah.
They do take this.
Right, shana and shvus would be the problem. Right. Should be shvus also. There's no mitzvah, so she was yetsu ready the whole shechinah zchayon yomtiv. She was yetsu ready the shechinah by lakas neiris. How could she insist shechinah now? Now, but then I was thinking that lechayyeh the shechinah should go on the mitzvah sudis yomtiv also. Every yomtiv, including Roshana and shvus, you have a mitzvah sudis yomtiv. Why is there no shechinah? The klal is any mitzvah the raisa odra banam habo mizman azman. It's a gemara in Erevin daf mem. It's a taste in sukkah speaks bad and sukkah daf mevav. That any mitzvah habo mizman azman that comes time to time you make a shechinah. The chayyeh is sudis yomtiv. But that's the kiveg. Very good. The kiveg in Siman Aleph in Hashmat is Meirich. The Klaz Hashem of Noshem Avachiv Sudas Yamtiv. Kiveg has a stack of said that Noshem a pot of Sudas Yamtiv because Mitzvah is one grammar. So we'll be back to Akasha. She doesn't need Shechin of Sudas Yamtiv, and there's no other mitzvahs on these other Yamtivim. So how does she answer the Hashin Sami? But I think the Teretz is Chayyeh. That's not Hetzach Hadas. That's Chayyeh being Teretz. In the Nusach of the Baruch of Shechianu, we say Shechianu v'kimonu v'gionu l'zman hazeh. The Maisa Nisim has a murder gestuckle. He tells on it. What's the kfeilus of the Lashon? Chayr, this is repeated 3 times. Shechianu, they kept us alive. V'kimonu, he kept us here. V'gionu, we reached l'zman hazeh. What does that mean? It also means that we're alive. L'chayr, it's repeated 3 times. Shechianu v'kimonu v'gionu l'zman hazeh. What are the 3 things we're saying over here? So the Maisa Nisim has a murder half the gepshat. He wants to say it goes on 3 inyanim. Shechianu means like Pashit that they kept us alive. We're alive again. This mitzvah bo mizman azman. We're alive again this year to become the mitzvah of matzah mara and all the mitzvahs. The kimonu, tanya de maisa nisim, it goes on the Indian of kimonu be menasai. That he kept us shemri Torah mitzvahs that we're from. That's what we thank the Eibishter, the kimonu, that he kept us shemri Torah mitzvahs. Don't take it for granted. Vashteisach, we're mechuyiv to be shemri Torah mitzvahs, but that's what Mesiach Tishmaya for them. So it's stated in Chazal, Pesachli Pesach, Kepesach Shemachap, and Yiftach Pesach, Pesach Shulam. We have to do a little bit, mamash, the eye of a needle, a tiny opening, and the Eibishter opens up, Kepesach Shulam. Pesach Shulam means Ulam in the base of Mikdash, 11 amas. 11 amas is millions of times the size of an eye of a needle. So we do a little bit. The Eibishter is more. The Kimanu, the Eibishter gave us Siat Shmaya to keep us from. We're talking about the width. Okay.
The width, I don't know, 10? 20.
No. 20.
20.
Yeah. Okay, and then he says, what's V'giyonu L'zman Hazeh? V'giyonu L'zman Hazeh is a 3rd Inyan. V'giyonu L'zman Hazeh means that we're able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. There were, in Klal Yisrael's history, Rachman and Son, there were many tekufis when people were alive and they were gracious tzaddikim, shem Torah mitzvahs, but they weren't able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Rachman and Son, not that long ago, Rachman Slan, the concentration camps. Rachman Slan by the communists in Russia, and they balanced religion. They were from Eden. Rachman Slan, a person is not able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Thus is the Gyanu Rachman Azeh. They should kept us healthy and gave us in a place we were able to be. We don't take it for granted. That's the bracha. This is the 3 zachen. Shechianu v'kimonu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. Shechianu means that it's not repeating. It's all 3 inyanim. Shechianu has kept us alive. Kimonu v'menasai to be shemri Torah mitzvahs. They should help us with that. The gyanu l'zman hazeh, that physically we can do the mitzvah. I'm not sure if that's mamish, if it means that they're Jewish or mamish in the bracha. So mustam, we have kavanah b'shas the bracha. Whatever Chazal had in mind, that's what we have in mind. Whatever Chazal meant, that's what we mechamed bracha. But on Chayus Kedai to have in mind also this parish of the Maisa Nisan when you make the bracha. A few more minutes in the Haggadah. We say, Amar Belezer ben Azayir, Inig ben Shim Shon, Ben Eschisi, Shatay Mitzis Mitzayim, Belein Asad Shadosha Ben Zoyma, Shnei Mer Man Tiska, Sim Tzitzchum, Eretz Yisrayim, Koy Mechayecha. And it's a brisa. But Zoyim Medashin, it says, the Torah could have said, you have to remember the days of your life. What's kol yimechayecha? What's the extra word kol? So when Zoyim Medashin, yimechayecha would mean yamim. Would be kol yimechayecha leiris. Can't be mabed that every night there's a mitzvah shechis Mitzrayim. B'chomayim yimechayecha leiris mazeh, kol yimechayecha leiris mazeh Mashiach. The word kol comes to dashin leiris Mashiach. The Pashup Shah in this price is, you have a machoikas over here, according to Ben Zoyma, that he uses the ribuy of the word call to teach you as a mitzvah at night. He doesn't have a ribuy to teach you as a mitzvah in Mesa Mashiach. According to Ben Zoyma and Lacher, there will not be a mitzvah in Mesa Mashiach. And according to Chacham Faket, according to Chachamim, that they use the word call to tell you there's a mitzvah in Mesa Mashiach, there will be no mitzvah of Chisim Mesaim Belenglis. That mitzvah would only be every morning by Shachris and Kishmas. There will be no mitzvah to have in mind the mitzvah Chisim Mesaim by every night, according to Chachamim. We pass like Ben Zayma. Why do we pass like Ben Zayma? No, we have a Klal Yachar Rav Machik Rabim. If you have Machoid Eschom and Ben Zayma, why do we pass? Some elders say the Rav Kandorovich, she tells us it's printed in some Ksav Yad, it's printed in Kevitz Yishurin, Chayim Chaf Alef. He has stuck on that. But the Meisen Nisim, he tells in a different Gasha. He says, it'll come out of Kuin Tachamim, Mechir Haf Tegastir. Kuin Tachamim, the Mitzvah Chis Mitzrayim, like we said, is only B'yoyim. Every day is a mitzvah to be maski sis mitzrayim, but not belenglis, not at night. But the mitzvah sipit sis mitzrayim is at night, not in the day. He says, what's pshat on that? Why is the mitzvah in the schis sis mitzrayim in the daytime, and why is the mitzvah sis mitzrayim at night? And he explains the kasha even more. The Gemara says that the tchilas hayitziyah, the beginning of sis mitzrayim, was at night. Like we know, makas b'chayis was b'chatzay salayla, and right away, Pari was screaming, get out, get out. The beginning of Yitzhak started at night. But the Ikki Yitzhak, the Gemara says, was B'yoyim in the day. There's a main effect of my Sinisim and Manashech. What's the main part? If the main part is the Tchingos HaYitzhak at night, then the Mitzvah Schis Yitzhak should always be at night, every night. If the main part of Yitzhak was the Ikki Yitzhak in the day, then the Mitzvah Sipa should also be in the day. How come this we do at night and this we do in the day? Another question that my Sinisim asks is, why B'chal is this price in the Haggadah? This brisa is on the mitzvah schis in Mitzrayim. We explained before that's something to do with Pesach. This machoikas ben zayim and the chachamim is a machoikas. When's the mitzvah schiras in Mitzrayim? Is it every day or at night? Mitzvah Mashiach. This is not the mitzvah Pesach. This is not the mitzvah Sipa. This is the mitzvah schir. Why is it b'chal and hagadah? So the mitzvah schis is a shein of pshat of derech Jewish. He wants to say that here's the kasha lechayer. How come from all the nisim they wish to did for us, the one ness we're always mentioning is chiyus yitzis mitzrayim? He's up to the nice nisim lechayer. This would be chasham a gnus and a kitzah b'shvach of yisbarach. Only mentioning one ness gives a mashal. Mashal of a yassim who was left alone on the street. He was starving. He was hungry. He was ripped up clothing. He had nothing. A man takes him into his house, gives him a meal. He's hungry, gives him a meal, gives him clothes. And then he mamash adopts him. He takes care of all his sarchim. From then on, he gives him a tig, addresses him, takes care of all his needs from then on. And this Yosem, this kid, he's always talking about that first day. Oh, that day, you know what he gave me to eat? He's always talking about that first meal. People hearing the Yosem talk about that day, that first meal, they'll think, okay, very nice. But they'll think it's all the Baal Bas did for him. And it would bother the Baal Bas. I mean, why are you only talking about that one day? He took care of him for years and years, his whole life. Why are you only talking about that day? The same kasha affected my Sinisim. Why are we always talking about that one day Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? What about all the Hatavis and all the Nisim they should did for us every single day since then? Why are we only talking about that day? But the Sinis explains there'll be a chilek if the Yosem just talks about that first day, just talks about the things the Baal Bas did for him, or if he was saying in a Lashon of that day when he was alone on the street, hungry and ripped clothing, this Baal Bas took him in and adopted him. He said, Sasha, if he talks about that first day that the Baal Bas took him in and adopted him, that has ramifications for all the years. And everyone that hears this, he adopted him, will understand that means that he took care of him all the years. And the Baal Bas would appreciate that he across the tide. The same thing, when we mention Schis Yisrael Mitzrayim, we're not just talking about the Yetziyah, we're talking about the Eibush that took us that day and made us Am Hashem. With Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Bnei Yisrael made us into Am Hashem. He took us in, and that has ramifications for all the years. That's all the Nisim and all the Tavis that happens. We become Bonim Hashem. And so that, so if you say in Azan, that's what Schis Mitzrayim is. It's a Meir like my Sinisim. That's why Schis Mitzrayim is back in the day. It was in the day, which was the Ikki Yitzia, That's the time that we became the Am Hashem. That was the Kinyan. The Gemar, it goes by the Gemar Kinyan of becoming Am Hashem was in the daytime. That's what Sibit Yisrael is talking today. But Sibit Yisrael is different. Sibit Yisrael is said on the Yom Hashanah, what's called like the anniversary. When it comes to Yom Hashanah, let's go back to the Moshe of the Yosem. Every time, if it was that Yom Hashanah, that day of the year when it happened, he would talk about, you remember that first day, and he would talk about how he took him in, the whole how warm he was to him. That the Balam Basra wouldn't mind, because this Yom Hashanah is really to talk about the stories of Namah, the details of that first day. You don't have to talk about the future. As a man, Sibis Yisrael goes in the Yom Hashanah. That's why it's a Balayla. Because when you're talking about the Inyanim that happened on the Yom Hashanah, that's really Sugapas to talk about the Tchinga Sa Yitzia. The beginning, not the Gemara Yisrael Kinyan. I got the Maisa Nisim and Zagdoma. He says, it's a big Yisrael. He says that even if there won't be a mitzvah in the Torah of Sibis Yisrael Mitzrayim, we'd be Mechuyiv to Mesapa in Sibis Mitzrayim Mitzad Midas Akar Satoiv. We achiev anyway. It's called a mitzvah sichlias. I'm not sure what that means, but he calls it a mitzvah sichlias. We'd be Mechuyiv Mitzad Akar Satoiv. The only reason they wish to give us a mitzvah was the Hagdol Scha. Yeah, sure.